All right. Today we're going to take a look at some kinds of jokes in English that always follow the same pattern. Have you ever noticed that about some English jokes? They always have the same structure. Okay, I'll give you an example. Why did the chicken cross the road? Why did the chicken cross the road? Okay, that's a kind of joke in English that always follows the same pattern. It's always the same. It starts with that question. Why did the chicken cross the road? Okay, so that's the first part of the joke. And then the answer is usually short. It's just a short answer. Okay, so I'll give you an example. Okay, so why did the chicken cross the road? So you should say, why? Okay, why did the chicken cross the road? Why? To get out of Kentucky. To get out of Kentucky. That's the answer. Okay, now do you get this joke? Okay, you probably know what KFC is, right? The restaurant KFC. Well, actually, a lot of people don't know that KFC stands for Kentucky Fried Chicken. Kentucky Fried Chicken. Okay, Kentucky is the name of a state in the US. Okay, that's where the restaurant was founded, I think. Kentucky Fried Chicken. Okay, this is like a kind of fried chicken. Okay, so the chicken says to get out of Kentucky. Okay, so do you get the joke? Why did the chicken cross the road? Okay, the chicken crossed the road because it was trying to escape its death. It didn't want to be turned into fried chicken. Okay, now I'm going to teach you some different kinds of jokes here that sort of all follow the same structure. And one thing about these jokes is they're all not very funny. Okay, so in this lesson, I'm not gonna really tell you any funny. And maybe you'll find them funny. Okay, if you find them funny, I guess the Kentucky joke, yeah, it's a little bit funny. Okay, now the next category of joke is change a light bulb jokes. Have you ever heard of that? Change a light bulb. Okay, so these jokes start by asking how many people in a certain group it takes to change a light bulb. Okay, for example, how many women does it take to change a light bulb? Or how many Italians does it take to change a light bulb? Or how many bus drivers does it take to change a light bulb? Okay, or how many dogs does it take to change a light bulb? Okay, so it doesn't have to be people. It can be anything, any group of something. Okay, now do you know what it means to change a light bulb? To change a light bulb, like if your light burns out, you need to change it, right? You need to unscrew the burnt out bulb, throw it in the garbage, and then take a new bulb and screw it in. Okay, so this joke actually, it can also be told, how many women does it take to screw in a light bulb, or how many dogs does it take to screw in? Okay, so you can change the word change with screw in. Okay, so it can be told two ways, but it's always that question. Okay, it starts with how many of some group does it take to change or screw in a light bulb? Okay, so I'll tell you a joke here. Okay, so how many birds does it take to change a light bulb? You can say how many, okay? So how many birds does it take to change a light bulb? How many? Two can do it. Two can do it. Do you get it? Okay, do you know what a toucan is? A toucan is a kind of bird. It's a big tropical bird. I don't know where toucans live. I think like Brazil, or I think they're in the Amazon or in some rainforest, maybe Central America, South America. I don't know. If you know where toucans live, I've never seen a toucan in the wild. Okay, toucans, I think in the zoos. I've seen a toucan in a zoo here in Calgary, but we don't have toucans just flying around. Okay, you wouldn't miss them. They're big birds, they're colorful birds. But hey, have you ever eaten Fruit Loops? If you've eaten Fruit Loops, you've seen a toucan on the box. Okay, that's the bird with the big colorful beak. Okay, now the word toucan sounds like toucan, right? Like I asked how many birds does it take to change a light bulb? It sounds like two birds can do it. Two can do it. Okay, so that's the joke. That's a pun. All right, a pun is a sort of a word that could have it sounds like it has two different meanings. Okay, so the next category of joke is knock-knock jokes. You've probably heard of knock-knock jokes. They're a very common kind of joke, but again, they're not very funny, you know? They're mildly funny. All these jokes are just mildly funny. They're not very funny. Okay, so knock-knock jokes always follow the same structure. Okay, one person says knock knock, the other person says who's there, and then I say something, and then you have to repeat what I said with the word who. Okay, and then I say the last line, the punchline. Okay, the punchline is the last line in a joke. That's usually what makes the joke funny. Okay, you tell the whole joke, and then you drop the punchline. Drop means to say. You deliver the punchline and everybody laughs. Okay, so let's do a knock knock joke. Okay, so I say knock knock, and then you have to say who's there. Okay, and I'll say hatch, and then you need to say hatch who. Bless you. Bless you. Do you get it? Okay, so what you said hatch who, and that sounds like a chew. It sounds like you sneezed, right? When you sneeze, a chew, right? And then after someone sneezes, you could say bless you. Bless you. Okay, so very often with these knock-knock jokes, the second to last line, right, where you say something who, that sounds like something else in English. Okay, so hatch who sounds like achoo. I'll tell you another one. Let's practice. Knock knock. Who's there? Boo. Okay, you have to say boo hoo. Don't cry, it's just a joke. Don't cry, it's only a joke. Do you get it? Because you said boo hoo. Okay, boo-hoo in English, that's the sound of crying, right? Boo-hoo, boo-hoo. I don't know, maybe in your language it's different. It's probably different in your language because it doesn't make any sense. Boo-hoo? Nobody makes that sound when they're crying boo-hoo. I don't know. Sometimes I wonder who invented English? Who came up with this stuff? I don't know. Okay, so let's take a look at our last category of joke, and that is yo mama jokes. Have you ever heard yo mama jokes? Now, yo mama means your mother. Okay, it's sort of a slang. It's a slang way to say your mother. So these jokes are always sort of slang. They use slang words and slang grammar. Yo mama so fat. Yo mama so big. Okay, so these jokes always say something bad about your mother. About yo mama. Okay, almost always they start with either yo mama so fat or yo mama so big, but it could be something else bad. You know, it could be like yo mama so stupid or you know, yo mama so, I don't know, anything negative. Okay, so I'll tell you a joke here. Yo mama so fat, her belly button gets home 15 minutes before she does. Okay, yo mama's so fat, her belly button. Do you know what your belly button is? I don't know if you can see on the camera. Okay, your belly button is the hole in your belly. Okay, it's also called your navel. Your navel, that was a very important part of your body when you were still inside of your mother, because that's where the umbilical cord, you know, connected with your mom. So after you get born, then the doctor cuts the umbilical cord, right? And then somehow it turns into your belly button or your navel. So this joke is, yo mama so fat, her belly button gets home 15 minutes before she does. Okay, so her stomach is so big, so fat that her belly button arrives at home 15 minutes before she does. That's how big she is. Okay, so these jokes are always something bad, something stupid about yo mama. Okay, now with these jokes, you don't have to do anything. Okay, just one person says it, and that's the end of the joke. Okay, yo mama so big, you know, whatever, and that's it. So it's not a two-person joke. You know, like with the knock-knock jokes, you have a job. If I say knock-knock, you have to say, who's there. And if I say how many birds does it take to change a light bulb, you need to say, I don't know, or you need to say how many. Okay, and if I ask why did the chicken cross the road, you need to say why, or I don't know, or something. Okay, so in all those jokes, you need to do some, you need to say something before the person will respond. It's sort of a sort of a dialogue, right? But with the Yo Mama jokes, it's not. It's just you just say it and it's done. Yo Mama so fat, she. These jokes are, like I said, I don't know why, I don't know why those are even funny. I don't know where those came from. Yo Mom, I don't know. You can look them up online. You can just type in where did Yo Mama jokes come from, or where did Knock Knock jokes. I don't know. You know, even native English speakers don't really know where jokes came from. But the thing is, these jokes are all pretty. You know, they're very common, so common that every single native English speaker, you know, I would say in every English speaking country, all these jokes would be really common. Okay, so that's how much they are a part of this culture. So that's why I wanted to make this lesson so that you don't think it's like a real question. You know, if someone asks you, why did the chicken cross the road? Right? They're not asking you a real question. Why did the chicken cross the road? It's a joke. Okay, so you need to clue into that. It's a joke, right? We're not talking about changing light bulbs. We're not talking about chickens crossing the road. We're not talking about knock, knock, going to someone's house or something. And with Yo Mama, you know, it's just. Anyway, so these jokes, they're not that funny, but they're a very common part of our society. And you should at least know that they're jokes. And you should know what to do, how to respond if someone. If someone says a joke like knock knock, then you should know. You should say who's there. Okay. So anyway, those are the jokes. Those are four categories of jokes that always follow the same pattern, the same structure. Hope you guys are having a great day wherever you are in the world. And let me know down in the comments, do you have these jokes in your culture, in your language? Do you have the chicken joke? Do you have these light bulb jokes or knock knock jokes or Yo Mama? Do you have jokes in your language that always follow the same pattern? Let me know your answer down there in the comments, and I'll see you guys over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.